You must be wondering why I told you not to tell anybody that you're coming here. You heeded my request, yes?
I didn't tell anyone, Sean answered. Moscato leaned in. I want to show you something that nobody else can know about. Can I trust you?
Moscato placed his hand on Sean's other shoulder, but Sean turned swiftly and swatted it away. Moscato jumped back in surprise. Don't touch me again!
My boy, this is a gesture of friendship. There is no other meaning. But I respect your wishes, of course.
Moscato circled back around his desk and sat in his chair.
Have a look here. This is what I want to show you.
He opened the top drawer of his desk and pulled out a large black envelope. The address seemed to have been painted in white with a fine brush. It was addressed to the UCLA Film School and Archive, courtesy of a worthy opponent.
Go ahead, said Moscato. Open it.
Sean pulled out a black and white photograph the size of a sheet of paper. Sean recognized the image immediately. This was the famous Look magazine photograph published after the death of President Franklin D. Roosevelt. The sadness of the newsstand vendor, who might normally be upbeat at the sales potential of such a momentous event, encapsulated the melancholy of the entire nation in one stunning image. The photographer was 16-year-old Stanley Kubrick. The photo landed teenage Stanley a job as a photographer, which would hone his eye and mold his expertise in camera operation.
You are familiar with the photo? Inquired Moscato.
Very, replied Sean. Something about the photo seemed off to him, but he couldn't tell what.
Who sent it?
Moscato took out a shipping label and placed it on the desk.
The sender was Stanley Kubrick from a post office box in England.
Sean raised an eyebrow. You are aware Kubrick has been dead for over 15 years.
It was likely sent on his behalf, or perhaps he arranged for the package to be sent before he passed away. I checked the postal mark, and it originated from the post office nearest to the Kubrick estate in Hertfordshire, England.
Why was it sent?
At first, I thought it was meant for the upcoming museum exhibit on Kubrick, opening at LACMA.
Sean nodded. He had bought the first available tickets for the Stanley Kubrick exhibit for its grand opening that Tuesday at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. Rumor had it they would display countless props, memorabilia, plus research notes and working scripts. A true look inside the mind of a genius.
At first, I believe that was meant for the exhibit, Moscato clarified. But then I examined the back of the photo.
Sean turned the photograph over. On the back was a phrase written in what Sean recognized as Kubrick's barely legible handwriting. It read, "Follow me to Q's identity."
What does this mean?
Sean didn't look up. Moscato leaned over and slapped the desk, grabbing Sean's attention.
"That, Mr. Hagen, is what I'm hoping you will be able to tell me."